Hello.
Hi, is this Kareem?
This is.
Hey, this is Shaw from the underwriting department here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, yourself?
Good, thanks for asking. So your file was sent over to our department. I just want to do a little quality control just to make sure we're on the same page as far as what we're looking to accomplish. Do you have a few minutes to chat?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to confirm a few pieces of basic information I have on your business. I have you as the 100% owner of the business. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And it looks like you started the business in 2010?
It wasn't started then, but it was registered then as an LLC at that point. Became official.
Oh, I see. Okay. Before that, were you filing taxes under the business or not yet?
Not as yet, no.
No. Okay. Okay. And it looks like you're working with Steve on your file?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. And then according to my notes here, you're looking for about $40,000 to $50,000 for working capital for trade shows?
It is true, but in talking to him, he noted that because I have another loan with a company on deck, which you might have heard of, he was saying to me that your policy, I guess, is that you would need to buy out that loan first. So if that was the case,
Go on.
You can say what you need to.
Okay, I was going to say, we don't need to basically pay them off. That would be the best scenario. But based on their gross sales, it doesn't look like that option is in the picture right now, just because your gross sales doesn't support a payoff loan. But actually, I looked on your bank statement here. It looks like you actually have another loan out right now with Blue Vine. Is that correct?
Yes, Blue Vine, yes. It's a minimal one.
Okay. And when it looks like you took it out early October?
I think so, yes. I think that's only outstanding about 7,000, 6 or 7,000 on that.
Okay. So 6 or 7,000 balance. Okay. Okay, so it's a pretty short term loan.
Indeed, yeah. It was just something small to kind of gauge the company, see if it was something you want to do more with, and I'm not sure I want to do more with them.
Oh, I see. Okay. Do you know what your, do you remember what your total payback was on the $10,000?
On the $10,000, I think it was coming to about $12,000, something like that.
Okay. And do you know when that one is supposed to be paid off?
I believe it's a 12-month term.
12-month term?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, but you took it out in early October. If it was 12-month term, wouldn't it just, your balance would just be going down to 11,000 and not 6 or 7,000? Did you pay a big chunk of it earlier?
No, hang on 1 second. Let me see what my... Give me a sec here to keep up with you. I'm typing with one hand, sorry.
Sure, no problem.
Any passwords. All right, hang on 1 second so I can type this in properly. Hang on.
Sure.
Let's see. The total outstanding balance is down to $7,500.
Okay.
I have a draw date here of September. the payments are basically, it's about, I think it's $1,400 a month it's being paid.
Okay. Okay. One second. Let me go back to your October real quick. Okay.
Are you still there? Okay.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just looking at your... Okay, it looks like it's like $450 a week?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one second. I'm putting some notes in here. Okay.
So that's a recurring credit line, like I said. I'm not sure I want to draw on that again.
Mm.
I would have... I'd rather have something... better and more stable.
Okay. So is this one like a line of credit that you can, that's for $10,000 and you could pull it whenever?
You got it, yeah.
Okay. 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 And you don't really like working with them?
Well, you know, I'm sure they're nice people. It's just not really suited
the right
to
program.
What I need.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So going back to the amount that you're requesting, so if we were not to pay off any of the loans, how much can you work with?
I can work with anything from 30 to 50.
Okay.
Ideally, I'd like to have more, but...
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what your, you know, restrictions are, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your balance with on deck is really the thing that's holding you back because it's such a high balance. And generally, for us, our rule of thumb is we can free up about 10 to 15% of your gross sales. So uh-huh. This, it looks like last year you did about $502,000.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, do you know what you did in 2014?
2014, I believe, was 502.
Oh, it's the same thing?
Something like that, 502 or 508. I think it was 529 for 215.
Oh, okay. 529. Okay. And how's this year tracking for you?
So far, so good. As I was telling Steve, my mm-hmm. best show comes up in about 3 or 4 weeks, and that usually accounts for about 20% of my yearly sort of gross income. So
oh,
right now,
wow.
I'm tracking at about 350, and that usually brings in about another
125, 150. Okay, wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it can be. Yeah. You never know in life, but it is so far, so good.
Yeah. Okay, so basically
you guys will only do 10% to 15% of gross, huh?
10 to 15, yeah. So on the higher side would be, I think I saw it was like 70 or 75,000 that we can free up.
Uh-huh.
But that's also, you have to factor in the balances that you have. So taking those
right.
out... borderline, it would be about 30. I can try to stretch it out to be more, but I'm guessing it's going to be around the 20 to 30 range for what
uh-huh.
we can give you. If it's
right.
If it's around the 20,000 range, is that still okay for you?
I think I could, you know, I can make it work. I mean, this is also something between you and I.
Yeah.
Once these other ones are paid down over time as well, I can come back to you, right?
Yeah, exactly. The biggest one is just the on deck. Once you get that one paid off, or even, you know, maybe down to like 20,000, which I think
uh-huh.
is in like 3 months for you, it opens you up to, you know, a lot more opportunities and a lot more programs that we have here that we can offer you.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of good programs, but it's just the balance is the thing that's really holding you back on being able to access those programs.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So you think I'm more in the range of 20 to 30 if you could stretch it? If you can find a way to stretch it to 30, that would be
mm-hmm.
ideal.
Sure, I'll try my best to get you closer to that 30,000. But I just want to make sure, you know, before I move forward with the file, if 20 is still something that you'd be interested in.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. And this 20 and 30,000, what would you really be using it for at the trade show? Is it to for like the to putting your name on the list, and also for like transportation and storage?
My biggest payouts, my biggest outlays for these shows, which are my main source of income, these trade shows, right? As I was telling Steve, on average, the trade shows will last from anywhere from like 5 to 7 days, right? And so these are expensive trade shows. On average, I'm spending, about $20,000 to $30,000 to participate. Now, that sounds like a lot of money for a very short period of time, but when you're carrying an inventory into these shows of about 400,000 or 500,000, and the potential to make that money back, which has so far thankfully been proven, then you make good money fast, with clients coming through. So
True.
those are my that is my biggest expense, and that's what I would like to have some cash for, so I can pay for those up front, because unfortunately I have to pay up front. So you pay before you get there, and then then you do your business, sort of thing. I wish it was, they don't charge you until after. That would be great, but that's not the way the world works.
And your
So
trick,
that's
you
what I need the
sell
capital
art,
for.
right?
Yes, it's fine art.
Okay, nice. Where do you get your inventory from? Like the artists themselves, or from like another like
Yes.
art broker?
Yeah, so somebody like you who sort of goes home from this job and has a secret life as an artist, then I would, you laugh, but it's true.
I
There's
mean,
many people,
I wish I could do that.
I'm sure you have some deep talents. You take a
Okay.
holiday and you think about them, and then let me know if you want to do that. No, I'm kidding.
I
But
was
that's
never
it, yeah.
good
So
at
I,
art.
oh, you're creative in other ways.
Probably, yeah. So do you get it from the
That's
same artists, or are they always different?
no, it's the same artist that I work with usually.
Oh, nice.
My artists I work with on a longer term basis. Essentially, it's like, baseball or football players. If they perform, you keep them on the team. If they don't, then you
Right.
put them to the back bench, so to speak.
Yeah. And when you don't do these trade shows, do you do anything else? Do you have like a like gallery or anything like that?
I do private shows sometimes for clients, and that's mainly
Okay.
in my business what you have. You have collectors, which are your private clients. So they'll follow you through the year, even if they're not coming to the shows, sort of thing. So I take on commission projects with them and things like that for some of the art.
Oh, that's cool. How did you get into all this?
As I was telling Steve, I studied art history, and then I coupled that with the fact that when I was about 10 years old, I started working for my father, who sold alcohol in the alcohol trade. And so you put two and two together, you can be a pretty good salesman. If you can sell alcohol to people, you can sell just about anything.
That's true.
And I was telling him as well, you have to have a special talent for it, because you're selling to people that don't need it, in
Yeah, and
your
it's
line of
pretty
work.
expensive
People
too.
come to you because they need money, right? And they need
Yeah.
water and they need food, but they don't really need what I have. So you cultivate the want in people. So it usually means that that's why these trade shows exist. These people will come to you, because they have an interest in it.
Yeah.
We all have an interest. I'm sure you have an interest on the side. You might like dance or theater or something.
I like
These
art when I
people.
have the time to check it out at the museums and stuff.
It's fun. It's beautiful stuff. There's all sorts out there.
And
I'll
then
make you one of my clients, hopefully, one of these days.
yeah, maybe.
When
and
they
then
start to pay you more there.
yeah, maybe after a few more years or something. okay, so and then going back to this, do you have any other loans out besides the OnDeck and the Blue Vine? Like any other like lines of credit or bank loans?
I don't. Now, I had something with American Express that I was telling Steve, and they did that thing where it's like they front you the money, and then you pay it, you know, via your credit cards.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so I had that, and that they loaned me, I think it was about $50,000 from that. But that was about a year and a half ago or so. And so that's come to a close now.
Okay.
And that's why I was looking for something different to sort of substitute for that before I went back to Amex. Now, again, it's not that I hate Amex. It's just that I didn't kind of like that system where they, you know, they're taking a portion out of your credit. I'd rather just have a straightforward payment every week or every month sort of thing.
Right. Yeah. And then also do you do that much merchant sales anyways?
What do you mean, through credit cards?
Yeah.
It's a portion of my business, but because, as you said earlier, my stuff is expensive, right? And so sometimes when people are paying for something for $1,500, sure, credit card's fine, or even $5,000, credit card's fine. But when a lot of people get up there and buy things for like $15,000 to $50,000, they often want to do like a bank transfer.
Yeah.
Which is what you see on my statements a lot.
Yeah, so it doesn't sound like, what you had before with MX didn't sound like it's something that would fit your business structure.
It didn't, but surprisingly, it was a two-year term with that, and I paid it back in 6 months ahead of time. So,
nice. That's good.
But I would rather have something with, say, somebody like yourself so that I can... have a better sort of a payment schedule. It's just I'm anal retentive like that, and I like to be able to see, clearly what I'm paying every month and stuff like that, rather than sort of vary this and that. You get busy and you forget too. So
yeah,
just like to be straightforward.
Mhm. Yep. Be able to see it go. Get the ACH out automatically.
Exact.
Mhm. Okay. And then I do see on your credit report that someone pulled your credit today, actually, Brookline Bancorp. Do you know what that is about or who that is?
No, not necessarily. But as I told Steve, I'm out there fishing, and you're not the only ones that I'm sort of talking to about the possibility.
Okay. Yeah,
I
that's probably
see what's
one
out
of
there.
Them. Mm-hmm. And do you know, do you remember the places that you're applying to?
Do I know the people that I'm applying to?
Do you remember all the names of the banks or capital places that you're applying to?
Sure, I do. You want those?
Yeah, I was just curious.
What started this off was I had OnDeck contacting me again because they were... apparently, according to them, when you get to a certain range with them of being paid back or what have you, then they want to sort of talk to you about taking more money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not so sure I want to work with them necessarily again because they do charge quite a big fee an interest rate. So I wanted to, that sort of prompted me to start looking around and asking around and seeing. And that led to you because I had gotten a letter. Mm-hmm. In the post, soliciting. So, so there was OnDeck.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good card up here. There's another one called Fundera. Those are the only ones I've talked to. Fundera, I think, is kind of a broker.
That's probably the Brookline, whatever it was, Brookline Bancorp.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's probably who's looking into it.
I see, okay. And have
they
offered...
I don't want to make you jealous or anything, but seeing other people, it only makes sense to try and
see
what's
sense.
The best out there.
Yeah, but you got to be careful on who you're applying to. Like, for example, OnDeck is fine. They're a great company, but Fundera, I don't know who they are. And if they're a broker, they might be sending your stuff out to 20 to 30 people, and they're all going to run your credit. So you got to be careful. Yeah, because every single time someone runs your credit, it's going to ding you like a point or two. We do only Experian, but I don't know what Fundera does. If they do all three agencies, then every single time someone, every single places they're sending your file to, if they run it through three bureaus, it's going to ding you like 5 points each time. And
I see. I should talk to them about that and tell them to limit it, right?
Yeah, I don't know if you can stop it now since you already sent them something. But I mean, just in case, you know, just for your, you know, future reference, you know, I'm sure it's not going to be the last time you're going to borrow money, but just be careful. Hopefully you're going to continue borrowing from us only, but you know, in the future you get calls, you're going to get a lot of it. Be careful on who you send it to because you never know where they're sending your file to. Especially
okay,
if you're a broker.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you telling me that.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, let's take a look and let me make sure I got all the information I need. Okay, and then also another glaring thing on your credit report is that you have your credit line is all used up, like on your credit cards and everything. So you're almost all over leverage. Do you have any sort of like payment plan in place for your for your large balances to get paid off?
Oh yeah, certainly. Of course I do. This year has been about sort of restructuring myself, my business. Mm-hmm. I think what happened with my business is it's like the old thing with a Hollywood movie, you know, where you go. When I first started, of course, I went out and I went to the bank and asked, you know, if there was any money available. Mm-hmm. And of course, nobody's there to help you, right? And the argument was,
that's
you don't have a record, you have, you know, you don't have anything to show for it. So then I turned to credit cards to build the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now, since the business, since 2012 especially, has almost doubled itself, now this year I want to sort of restructure, get some loans in place, and then start sort of like, you know, chipping away at everything.
Yeah, especially if you use your personal credit card for business, it always gets kind of sticky because you're using personal for business. But that's good that you're trying to turn it around. But yeah, that's another just the glaring thing in your file that I'll try to work around. But that is one of the things that's going to affect how much we might be able to give you. So I just want to let you know ahead of time.
All right.
Okay. Well, it looks
like see what you can do.
Yep, I'll see what I can do. So it looks like I have everything I need to move the file along. So we should have preliminary numbers for you to look at tomorrow. Myself, or someone else is going to give you a call to go over all that with you. And if you have any questions between now and tomorrow, you can always give a call to Steve.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate it. Thanks so much. And also, if you happen to suddenly have a revelation tonight and you want to make some art, you let me know as well.
I will do.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
You too now. Bye.
Bye.